He can't catch fish. He can't catch fish. He can't catch fish.
Welcome to Fish Talk Radio. I am John Hennigan in studio. We're going to have a lot of fun. We have Maury on the line with us right now, who's going to introduce himself, maybe. And we're going to have the Grizz coming in a couple of minutes. Grizz is in La Paz. I'm in the California coast. Maury's in Florida. So I think we got you covered. Let's start off with Maury, who's an angler from Florida. Maury, thanks for coming in and joining us.
Oh, you're welcome, John. Anytime, I'm sure.
Well, Maury, you've been doing this for a while. I don't think that you consider yourself yet a professional angler, but it's certainly one of your passions, and you've studied it. So let's kind of get started about how you got started.
Well, I started as a young boy under my father's wing. I was probably 7 years old when I first started fishing. My brother was slightly younger than I was. But we both started the same way. We were not artificial bait fishermen. We were earthworm fishermen, what they called night crawlers. And we would fish in the Susquehanna River for bass and trout. And we also had what was called Harvey's Lake, which is a 9-mile-around lake, which was mostly bass and some trout, just some trout. We would fish probably starting in the spring and going through to the fall, because this was in Pennsylvania, in the north where it gets very cold, and if you're not into ice fishing, which my dad wasn't, and so I really did not become an ice fisherman, so I just went with the summer fishing.
Maury, I believe that I'm not going to say how long ago you were 7 years old, but at that time, night crawlers seemed to be the bait of choice. Well, guess what?
Yes, it was.
It still works just fine. And all you need is a rod, reel, and some line and a hook, and put a worm on it, and you're ready to go.
Yes, you are.
Now,
you're all set.
Right. We have a lot of
nothing fancy, very simple.
Mm-hmm.
And you're all set to go.
Well, we have a lot of sponsors that may not want to hear that, but they all agree with it. Now, if you want to go up to the next level, then we can talk about some of the more high-end gear and tackle and places to go. But what I would like to do is maybe talk a little bit about fishing in Florida. Now, where are you located in what part of Florida?
I'm located in West Palm Beach, John.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds like fun. Now, you know, you don't think of West Palm Beach as necessarily a fishing area, but it sounds like it's a lot of fun to be there, especially this time of the year. But give us an idea, what you have in your area, and if you go a little bit farther south than that, the fishing gets incredible.
Yes, it does, John. The fishing we have here revolves around several types. You've got the inshore fishermen, which is the flats fishing. And there you're going for like snook. You're going for things like grouper and snapper. Dolphin doesn't appear until you get farther out, maybe about 400 feet when you start to see the weeds and some of the boards that show up that dolphins seem to congregate around. Then also offshore, you've got sailfish, you've got marlin, then there are separate fisheries for tuna, then you've got the inland fishery. We've got a huge lake, it's called Lake Okeechobee, and that's where your bass fishermen rely on getting bass.
Well,
and
Maury,
the bass there are monster bass.
Maury, I know that the Florida strain of largemouth bass is something that is used to plant in other areas around the world. Now, Jason, going down to El Salto, apparently some years ago, they took that. And even out in California, there's different types of largemouth bass. And apparently the Florida strain, they get bigger and they're more sporty. Can you comment on that?
Yes, I can. The Florida bass do get up in the range of 12, 14 pounds. Not usually common, but they are found. I don't know what the Florida record is, But I think it's around 18 pounds, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, I've caught a lot of bigger fish that weren't nearly that big.
Yeah, they do get that big, John.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you got now, when you're fishing for those, what kind of test line are you using?
Well, generally the line that's used is light line, anywhere from 10 to 17 pounds usually.
Mm-hmm. Well, you get a 10-pound fish on 10-pound test, and in the water, when that fish is running around in and out of rocks and weeds, that's a handful.
It is a handful.
Now, when you're fishing for bass, what method do you use? It seems to be there's a lot of people now using spinning rods with the microfiber. And then, of course, fly fishing is becoming extremely popular for bass, but it's a little more difficult because most times you gotta make a lot of casts per fish. But what method do you use?
I sometimes fly fish. You use about an 8-weight rod. You don't want to go below 7-weight normally. Casting heavier flies, streamers, and you cast quite a bit, and you hope that you land a fish.
Well, yeah, that's true. Well, I think there's more to it than hope, isn't there? Maury, I think there's more to it than hope. But let's go ahead and go into the saltwater. Give us an idea of what you have in Florida, southern Florida, and maybe south of there.
Okay. Now, generally, you're going for snook, you're going for dolphin, you're going for snapper, you're going for grouper, that type of fish.
Well, grouper isn't something I would think about, Murray. Grouper's not one of the first things I think of. Now, obviously, you know, down in your area, tarpon are huge. They may be, as a game fish at least, they put up a lot of fight and they're a lot of fun, and sometimes you can just catch them from shore. But grouper is not something I would have thought of because that's more of a rock fish, isn't it?
It's a bottom fish, a reef and wreck fish. Yes,
mm-hmm.
It is.
And tell us a little bit about those fishing in Florida. Do they get size to them, or how do you fish for them?
You generally get a heavier weight, up to about 6 ounces, to make sure that your baits go to the bottom. Generally, you're using shrimp, sardines, or squid to go to the bottom. And I have caught a 35-pound gag grouper doing it that way. I used an artificial bait. I used a Spro White Prime 1-ounce bucktail jig with a shrimp trailer on the hook. It was a dead shrimp, and I used that as a trailer.
Okay. What about, did you ever get down and out into the flats for bonefish and tarpon and those type of game
fish? I've never done that, but that's where the tarpon, we get some tarpon up this way, but generally the bigger tarpon are down in Biscayne Bay, down in the Miami area.
Right.
And also the bonefish are down that way, down in the Keys. You've got some super, super good bonefish areas.
Mm-hmm. And what about this time of the year? Is it still possible to target those?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And so are they year-round, or is this a season?
No, it's a year-round kind of thing, yes.
Now, the tarpon, they normally do go up into the rivers and then come back into the saltwater?
Yes. They do go into brackish water and come back out. Yes, they do.
Well, Maury, I think that we're coming to the end of our segment with you. It's sure been a lot of fun to find out what's happening out in Florida. And again, get together with the holidays, get a group of guys, and, you know, whether or not you like to imbibe in beers, but get some jerky and get out on the boat. So, Maury, we appreciate
it. I definitely will do that. I'm planning on doing that.
Okay.
Getting out
all right.
On a party boat.
Gotcha.
It's called
okay.
The Island Time.
Gotcha. Maury, we're going to have to go. Maury, we're going to have to go. We appreciate you coming on, and we're going to be talking to you real soon. Thank you very much, and have a happy holidays.
Sure,
you betcha. Thanks, Maury. You're listening to Fish Talk Radio.
The Santa Barbara Channel offers some of the most productive sport fishing in the world. Channel Island Sport Fishing offers the most boats to enjoy it. Call 805-383-1612. At Channel Island Sport Fishing, you pick the time and place you want to go. Nearshore halibut, calico bass, and rockfish, or fish the Channel Islands for white sea bass and yellowtail. For whale watching and private charters, Channel Island Sport Fishing in Oxnard has clean, modern boats with professional, friendly crews. Make your reservations for a deep sea adventure by calling 805-383-1612.
The East Cape of Baja, Mexico is world famous for sport fishing. Dorado, tuna, wahoo, marlin, sailfish, roosterfish, and pargo. The Van Wormer resorts make dreams come true at a price all can afford. Hotel Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, and Hotel Punta Colorado have the biggest and best sport fishing fleet in all of Mexico. Call toll-free to 877-777-TUNA to find out how affordable world-class fishing can be. The finest resorts and the best boats in East Cape. Call 877-777-TUNA.
Lake Cochuma is a California treasure. Bald eagles, deer, egrets, foxes, wild turkeys play on the banks and in the trees. Red ear, bluegill, bass, and catfish inhabit the waters. Rainbow trout are planted on a regular basis and easily caught from boat or shore. Lake Cochuma Boat Rentals is a key to a successful day on the lake. Call 805-688-4040 for information. Tackle, skiff, or pontoon boat rental. Call Craig at 688-4040. 20 minutes north of Santa Barbara, Cochuma Boat Rentals for a day to remember.
World-class golf, fishing, and diving in the clear, warm waters of the Sea of Cortez with a true five-star resort. The Grand Heritage Hotel and Resort at Costa Baja, great value and without the hustle of other parts of Baja. On the white sand beach with Espiritu Santos Island minutes away. Signature restaurants, pools, and accommodations for an intimate weekend, weddings, or corporate events. On the web at Costa Baja. BajaResort.com.
If you're looking for a magical and unique gift for someone special, look no further than the skies above you. Santa Barbara Soaring specializes in glider rides, making memories that last a lifetime. Experience Santa Barbara, the San Ynez Valley, and Central Coast with the silence of soaring. Purchasing a gift certificate is just a couple of clicks away. Visit SantaBarbaraSoaring.com. Pick your ride and the certificate will be sent directly to you just in time for the holidays. Let Santa Barbara Soaring help you provide the gift they'll never forget. SantaBarbaraSoaring.com.
The water on the lake is smooth as glass. We might get you sunny, we might get you bass. Oh, what do you say? What do you say? What do you say? Let's go fishing.
Come on, let's go fishing.
There in the water, look at him shine. There goes a big one, that one of mine. Play out my reel now, just how I feel now. Look to my fly rod.
Welcome to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio. And as promised, we've found our wandering Grizz. He's trying to get off the water and on the radio. Grizz, thank you for joining in with us. You are down in the beautiful City of Peace in La Paz, Baja California, sir. I know you've been busy this time of the year because of fishing down there. Well, let's put it this way. It's not always great, but it's always good. But it can be really good sometimes. But let's talk a little bit, Grizz, about the industry of there's becoming a difference where originally there was no reason to catch a fish and unless you're going to eat it. Well, slowly that's been changing, and it's gotten to the point now where the fish that are the true game fish, we like to protect those. Some of them still taste good, but we still need to feed people. So let's talk about that a little bit, Grizz.
Well, John, you know, like I was telling you earlier, here's something that's really, really shocking to me. I never, in all my years of fishing, never figured I would see this. Now, we're talking about literally farms of fish, corrals of fish, where they catch small fish and they're putting them in these corrals. Now, when I speak about fish, we're talking about yellowfin tuna, we're talking about bluefin tuna, and blackfin tuna, and also amberjack. They're actually raising them, they're pin fed. So they're feeding like one corral of yellowfin. They feed over a ton of sardines a day.
Wait a minute, say
that
again?
Gives them
I'm sorry.
A great
Say that again.
You know, Chris? It gives them growth rate incredibly because they do not have to swim around and use all that energy to look for food, like a cow. These are feedlots mm-hmm. of fish. And well, it's changing the whole world.
That is interesting. One thing you mentioned, can you repeat that about how much? Now, did you say it was a blackfin tuna that you mentioned? How much?
The yellowfin tuna uh-huh. are eating 1 ton of sardines a day.
2,000 pounds?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Now, in these corrals, they go in, they have these ships that literally have the sardines, and they dip them out and put them in these corrals. It's a feeding pen. It's a fattening pen, mm-hmm. just like you see with cattle.
Right.
Now, it's working good. That way they can have their fish, the growth rate is 100 times faster. They don't have to catch them anymore, so the fish are literally caught and thrown directly into the ice. But it's creating havoc because of their eating. They need to catch, these boats are going out and literally catching thousands and thousands of tons of sardines. The stringline sardines and also the Monterey sardines. And they're putting that in there. Now, what does that do? It creates havoc with our sports fishing out there. So the whole thing is, it's a phenomenon that's turning around in circles. No one knows where it's going to end up. We know there's going to be a lot of fish on the table, not caught by fishermen, that were actually raised in feedlots. And here's another thing, John, that's absolutely incredible. As the water current changes and the temperature of the water, these giant like tugboats pull the corrals around. Like right now they're taking them out of the Pacific Ocean, they're coming around the corner and they're going to place them up into like La Paz, where the water temperature is warmer.
Very interesting. Well, the idea of having them out there too, it's not like they're in a swimming pool where, you know, they're constantly exposed to the fresh water and the let's just say the byproduct of what they eat is safely disseminated and just part of the natural process.
Well, again, that's pros and cons. If you imagine hundreds of thousands of fish eating and the excretion that they're depositing in one place, mm-hmm. where they normally would not be, they would be right. actually running and eating.
Yeah. Right.
So it wouldn't be contaminating.
Right.
So this is actually is going down to the bottom and having some hard, well, it's having some hard repercussions mm-hmm. of what's happening to the plant life on the bottom of the ocean.
Interesting. Well, they've been doing it for some time, and I think they're getting better at it. But, you know, the fact that they are at least out in the open water seems to be a good idea, and it makes them more available. By the way, a recipe for yellowfin tuna, as you know, you don't cook it. You just sear it maybe. Try Captain Crunch. You know, crumble it up. Yeah, put some mayonnaise on it, dip it in that, fry it for about 30 seconds aside. Those yellowfin tuna are very, very tasty. But we're going to talk a little bit more about this if we get the opportunity. Grizz, right now we're going to go talk about some freshwater. We have Stan from Lake Chabot, which is one of the little jewels in California, not too far from the Bay Area. I believe we have Stan on the line right now. Stan, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Stan, kind of bring it up a little bit. Grizz speaks loud, and so we need to just really pump it out. Give us a little bit of an idea about Lake Chabot, where it is, and what's happening this time of the year.
Okay, Lake Chabot is located in the heart of the Bay Area. We're actually spread across three different cities, Cache Valley, San Leandro, and Oakland. We're actually right in the middle of all that. It's 315 acres of the lake all the way around, and it's It's a little jewel inside the Bay Area. Most people don't know about it, but we're here, and fishing in the time of year, it's actually really good.
Great. Well, the nice thing about it is that if you live in a highly concentrated urban area, and it doesn't take, what, 45 minutes or an hour to get out on the water?
No, not at all. It takes about, from San Francisco, you're about half an hour, 40 minutes away, you know, into the woods. So it makes you feel like you're, you know, you're traveling quite a far distance, but you're really not.
Right. Well, even this time of the year, and, you know, through the winter months, it's, you know, obviously it's going to be a little nippy, but beautiful area and a beautiful lake. What kind of fish do you have in there?
Right now, we plant trout at least once a week, and most people don't know it, but the colder it is, the better it is for trout fishing.
Oh, yeah, we know that. We know that. That's water that they live in. You don't want to go swimming in it.
Absolutely not.
Okay, and you have some areas. Now, Grizz, we have on the line with us, is coming from La Paz. He's not used to that kind of cold water, are you, Grizz?
Well, not anymore.
Yeah.
Remember, John, I grew up and fished all of Montana.
Yeah, but you're not in Montana now. There must be a reason for that.
Yeah, it's too cold.
That's why people move out to California.
There you go. But again, Stan, you don't have to get in the water to catch these trout. What is probably the preferred method? I assume that you've got boats available for these people to use.
We do. We do have boat rentals. For use, people can actually launch their own boats too. But there is a requirement. There's no gas powered motors that can be operated
on the lake.
So it's all electric powered. And that's like I said before, you know, it's really good, really, really good fishing right now. So, and during the summertime too, of course, we planned catfish and the bass that we have, largemouth bass, they spawn naturally. So yeah, it's year-round fishing. Most people think we're closed during the wintertime, but
well, nope. let's let them know that they're not. And Chabot sounds like it could be spelled a lot of different ways. Why don't you spell it for us?
It is. It's Chabot. It's C-H-A-B-O-T.
Okay. Well, I suspect that, does it sound like it's French? I don't know. Or maybe it's Indian.
What does it mean?
Chabot.
Lake Chabot? Mm-hmm. It's actually named after the person that who actually owned this property before. His name was Anthony Chabot. So he's pretty famous in the Bay Area.
Okay.
So, yeah, he did a couple of things for this lake. He was the inventor of underwater water hydraulics. So he's using water to make this lake.
Oh, interesting.
He's pumping all the dirt out. So.
Well, something I'll mention, Stan, is this time of the year you got a lot of people visiting, and most people don't get together for Christmas to go fishing. But it's not a bad idea, is it?
No, not at all.
And so you can take the family, you go up there, and you know, do some bonding without having to drink eggnog.
Absolutely, exactly.
Okay. And now, as far as contact information for Lake Chabot, which would be your website, I know you have, and that is?
It's www.norcalfishing.com.
Norcalfishing.com. Okay. Hey, Stan, you're getting pretty good at this radio stuff.
Thank you.
Makes me want to go out there and get along the real trees instead of the artificial ones you got in the living room.
Okay. Well, this is the perfect place for it.
Okay. So norcalfishing.com. Stan, thank you for taking your time, and enjoy yourself up there.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me on.
You betcha. Hey, Grizz, we've only got less than a minute, and we've got coming up next, hopefully, we have Eddie from Van Warmer's Resort, and you and I know that well. We were just down there in November.
Yes, we were, John.
And we're looking forward to doing some trips, and I know that you're working on a trip to take us to La Paz here probably in April, so we'll be keeping in touch with that. But we have to take a break right now, Grizz, so don't go anywhere, please. You're listening.
I won't do that, John. Okay. I'll be right here.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we're going to see what we can kind of trouble Grizz and I can get into, but I know we're going to have a good time. And anytime we're talking about any place in Baja, Grizz and I both like to do that, and then we'll see if we can get Eddie to join in on that also. But you are listening to Fish Talk Radio, and we'd like you to visit with us. Give us a call or an email, and you can do that by going to fishtalkradio.com. Also, Grizz at Adventures South of the Border, so asobonline.com, asobonline.com. Grizz, we'll talk to you in a minute.
Thank you. Vagabundos Del Mar Boat and Travel Club has 42 years experience introducing RVers to the joys of Mexico. Specializing in Baja, Vagabundos leads caravans and sponsors fishing tournaments, trailer boat cruises, and weekend getaways in Mexico and the West. Vagabundos Del Mar also saves its 10,000 members tons of money on low-cost auto insurance. Stay up to date on Mexican travel with the printed newsletter online at vagabundos.com or call 800-474-BAHA.
For more than a century, sport fishermen have led the charge for conservation. From trout to marlin, anglers have worked to protect our natural resources and establish successful programs that benefit fish and fishermen. Today, this legacy is at risk unless we step up and lead the fight for real world conservation. That's what the Sport Fishing Conservancy is all about, doing what's best for fish and fishing and making sure anglers get the credit we deserve. Check out the Sport Fishing Conservancy and find out how you can help at sportcon.org.
It's time for you to take a real fun adventure. Join a hosted fishing adventure to Alaska or Baja with the staff of Fish Talk Radio. Real Fun Adventures can book you on any adventure you desire. Bring your fishing friends or meet new ones. Fish Talk Radio gets the best deals from our sponsors to give you the best possible price. Real Fun Trips are inclusive, easy, no-worry packages to the most popular fish grounds. Trips start around $600. Go to reelfunadventures.com.
Want to make your drive more exciting? It starts with Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline. It's Ferrari's choice for improved performance. Shell V-Power removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. And it starts with your very first tank. The result is the kind of performance that gives you more excitement behind the wheel. Choose Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline today, and let the excitement begin.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan. Excuse me. I am John Hennigan in studio with the Grizz and Eddie from the beautiful Van Warmer Resorts in the East Cape of Mexico, which is right above Cabo San Lucas on the Sierra Cortez and the town of Los Barriles. But and we also have the Grizz that's staying over with us. So, Grizz, let's talk about our favorite subject, which would be Baja. But we have the probably.
I thought you were going to talk about food or something.
Well, we can do that too. Let's do that too. But let's,
I live in Baja.
Okay. All right. Well,
we can't
call Eddie the king of the Van Warmer Resorts, but we can maybe we'll call him the prince.
No. Thank you guys. Thank you. But I can't take that credit.
But he's the one that's down there all the time running the thing now.
Yeah.
So you can call him basically whatever you want because he'll be there.
Yeah, El Jefe. El Jefe.
No. Yeah, it takes the whole team to get that place up and running. So it's definitely a team effort.
You know what? Speaking of a team effort and what you do down there, I hadn't thought about it that way, but you're right. You have a lot of varieties of activities down there. And someone has to coordinate the boats, the rooms, and, of course, you're the guy to do that, and you take very good care of us.
Thank you. It does. You know, it takes a big team, man. You know, Hannibal with the boats, and we have our team there at the front desk. We have the whole crew there at the docks to make sure you get on the boat safely and that you get back safely. And so it's definitely a team effort. We have a great team down there from the top, from the Van Warmer boys, Mama, Van Warmer, and you know, the kitchen staff, the boat staff. It's a huge undertaking. You wouldn't believe how many people are employed by the Van Warmer family down there, because it's a big undertaking.
Well, you know, when you start thinking about, you know, the hotel and the restaurants, and well, the restaurants alone are awesome. And then the fishing, the boats, and all the rest of it. Yeah, it really is. And it's a big place, too.
It is, beautiful. You know, and, you know, we take pride in that. And we always try to make sure that everyone's on the same page and make sure that when a client comes down, it really goes seamless for them, from checking in to checking in with your boats and getting down to the dock and get your breakfast in the morning first, and then going down to the dock, getting on your boat, coming back from your boat, making sure that your fish gets to the fish processing, the smokehouse, to make sure that it gets vacuum sealed and frozen for you, and then getting your transfer set up to make sure you get picked up at the airport, and then on the way back you stop and get your fish, then go back to the airport. So there's a lot of coordinating that needs to be done to make sure it goes seamless, and that's our goal, is to make sure that when somebody does come down to Van Warmer Resorts, is that that's all taken care of for them, and that everything goes seamless. Even though it does seem like a big undertaking, they don't see it, and it just goes very seamless for them, and they have a great time.
You know, you're right, but I was thinking about my experience down there. And by the way, the ladies that you have at the front desk are awesome.
Oh yeah, they're great. And they've been with us for a long time, so they know their stuff.
Well, speaking of a long time, the matriarch of the Van Warmer Resorts has been there how long?
You're referring to Chacha Van Warmer?
Yes.
Yeah, she's been there since the beginning. You know, her brother was the one who started the resorts down there back in the '50s. And you know, Chacha, when he passed away, Chacha and her husband Bob Van Warmer were the ones who started taking over the operation. And then in the early '60s, they built Punta Colorado, and then they acquired Playa del Sol in the '80s, and now it used to be Playa Hermosa, and now it's Playa del Sol, and that's where we got the three different properties there.
Right. Well, gosh, we could talk for hours about this, but we don't have time for that. Eddie, I think we've got an idea of what people can find, and we haven't even talked about the incredible fishing, but we'll do that another time.
Sure.
You're getting ready to hit the road. Tell us real quickly your rundown of your itinerary.
Yeah, you know, starting January 9th is my first show up in Sacramento, California. We're going to hit the show circuit, so we'll be doing a lot of the fishing shows in an area near you, hopefully, and you'll come out and visit us. We got some great show specials that we're going to be offering, and I'll be there. Chucky Van Warmer will be at a few of the shows with me. Mike Reeser, as far as fly fishing goes, he'll be there to answer your questions. So we're going to have a whole staff there. We'll be there in Sacramento from the 9th to the 12th of January. Then we head to Denver, Colorado, January 16th to the 19th. Puyallup, Washington, January 22nd to the 26th. And then I take February off, and then I come back in March, and you got the famous Fred Hall Long Beach show in March 5th to the 9th, and then we'd go to Salt Lake City, Utah, March 13th to the 16th, and then Del Mar, California on March 27th to the 30th, and we'll also have a staff that will send base in Anchorage, Alaska. So if anybody out there in Anchorage is going to come to our booth, that's March 27th to the 30th. And then my last show is going to be in Orange County, and that's going to be the Pacific Coast Sports Fishing Festival, and that's April 5th and 6th.
Sounds like you're going to be busy. Hope we can get you on a little bit in the interim. You know, you mentioned Alaska, which is kind of interesting because their fishing is incredible, but I suspect that certain times of year they'd rather be in Baja.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny how we get a lot of people who not only come to visit us, but live in the East Cape from Alaska. And you know, mainly they're snowbirds. You know, they come down for the winter, and they really love the area, and they've really taken to it. And we get a lot of people who come and stay at the hotel from Alaska just to try something different. You know, the fact that you can fish in shorts and a T-shirt is a big deal for them.
Even in the summertime.
It's exciting for them to come down, and you know, they don't get to see marlin, tuna, dorado, all those kind of species that we get down in our area.
Okay.
And like I said, the big thing is the shorts and the T-shirt. That's got to be the big thing.
There you go. Well, get in touch with Van Warmer Resorts, and I think that's all it is, vanwarmerresorts.com, isn't it?
That's it, grandmamaresorts.com.
And then you can also find it on fishtalkradio.com. Eddie, have a very happy holiday. And if anybody's interested in going down there in January, February, I think especially February, there's some great fishing, and it's a little bit different than what we find in the later on when the water warms up. So get in touch with Eddie, get your rooms, and as far as value, price, and fishing, it's the best in the world, and I will attest to that. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Eddie. Happy holidays to you. Hey, John, real quick, don't forget about your trip, November 2nd to the 6th for 2014, so make sure you guys sign up for that early.
Well, we're signed up, but let's get everybody else signed up.
Exactly.
Thanks, Eddie.
Right. Happy holidays, guys.
Merry Christmas, Eddie.
All righty.
Merry Christmas to you, Grizz.
Hey, Grizz, you've been gone for a little while, but we've got someone that's been missing you.
Well, put it on.
Okay. Amy, would you like to say hi to Grizz?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
No, not guys, Amy. Say hi to me. Say hi, Grizz.
Hey, Grizz. How's it going?
Great.
Good. I missed you. I've been working really hard.
I've seen that. I've been following you on Instagram. It's wonderful. I'm jealous.
Okay. Okay. Oh. Well, he does keep moving, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Okay. And, of course, we've got some stuff going down in the South Central area at Channel Island Sport Fishing. Actually, there's somebody that I know that's going to be coming up fishing on Sunday that we talked to, him and a buddy, coming up from the San Diego area just to fish with you. And one of the what he's going to do is he's going to go out, I guess, on the half or three-quarter day boat, come in, and then go out on the lobster hooping trip.
Oh, great. That's the best way to do it.
Okay, well, give us a quick idea what his day is going to be about.
Oh, it's going to be filled with gorgeous weather, lots of sunshine, and lots of big fish.
Okay.
it does. It looks beautiful weather for this weekend. Fishing has been super steady, a little breezy here and there, but really steady when they're getting out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been great trying to get it while we still can.
An interesting thing about, we mentioned lobster hooping. Now, how long does that season last?
Until March.
Oh, okay, cool. We got all kinds of time then.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you describe that process? Because I don't know of how many other places in the world that you can get on a boat and go out and catch lobster.
Right. They have the hoops and everything already on the boat for you, so you don't have to bring your own. They are a little large. You chunk up some really good smelly, oily fish and put it in the bottom, and they kind of do the work for you. You just got to pull it back up.
And I know that the spiny lobster that you're catching this year, I guess it's every year they're not cheap, but this year the prices are phenomenal. And, you know, if you get one or two lobster, you've more than paid for your trip. Of course, you're probably not going to sell it, but it'd be a great thing to have for Christmas, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Who needs a ham? You can just have lobster dinner.
There you go, or some of both. Grizz, what are you having for your Christmas dinner?
I'm going to have cherry turkey.
Cherry turkey. Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
That's my famous recipe. That's what I'm going to have.
Okay.
I have enough fish during a year. I don't want any fish for Christmas.
Yeah, okay. And you're going to go out and shoot your own wild turkeys down in La Paz? Or
No, I'm going to go to Walmart and buy it.
Okay.
They're a lot fatter and a lot better to eat at Walmart than they are running around here.
Yeah. And Amy, what about you? What are you fixing for Christmas?
You know, I'm not sure. I honestly will probably work for a couple of hours and we'll play it by ear. We'll see.
You're going to be open on Christmas Day.
Oh yeah, we're open 365.
That is phenomenal. You know, one of the things we alluded to a little bit earlier is about, you know, the time of the year in Christmas is where people, you know, family and friends get together. And, you know, not everybody has a lot of family and friends that they get to share it with. But getting together, what better way to do it? Because, again, instead of sitting around and drinking eggnog and tripping over wrapping paper, is to get out in the fresh air.
Absolutely. And,
mm-hmm. Okay, well, if somebody wants to do that, explain how to do that.
You can give us a call here at the landing. Like I said, somebody's always here. It's 805-382-1612. Or you can book your spots online at Cisco's.com.
Cisco's, and it's CISCOS.
That's right.
Cisco's.com. Amy, thanks again. We appreciate
you
coming on.
And I'm still waiting on you, Amy, to come down here with me and fish.
Okay. I will, I promise.
Thanks, Amy.
Okay.
All righty. Well, Grizz, I think we're about out of this segment. It's certainly been a pleasure again, hearing from you. But go to ASOB Online. And then, of course, Amy mentioned that she's following you on Instagram.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she okay. is. I've got so many people follow me.
Okay, Grizz, we got to go. Actually, what is it, real quick?
It's
okay.
Mike the Grizz
okay,
Fishing
you're
Show.
Listening to Fish Talk Radio. We'll talk to you later, Grizz. Hang on.